everyone, Annette Neda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Neda. Today, we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on Lesson 342.
What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening. For fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the altar, universal altar, to Creator and creation, in the light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And wherever the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 342. I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me. I thank you, Father, for your plan to save me from the hell I made. It is not real, and you have given me the means to prove its unreality to me. The key is in my hand, and I have reached the door beyond which lies the end of dreams. I stand before the gate of heaven, wondering if I should enter in and be at home. Let me not wait again today. Let me forgive all things and let creation be as you would have it be, and as it is. Let me remember that I am your son, opening the door at last. Forget illusions in the blazing light of truth as memory of you returns to me.
Brother, forgive me now. I come to you to take you home with me, and as we go, the world goes with us on the way to God. Lesson 342. I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me.
One thing that came up for me as I was thinking about what we talked about today is, so all of the attack in the world, we're just hurting ourselves with that. Like we can think, oh, it's outside of ourselves. Like if I'm the one attacking, I'm attacking someone else. Well, it really just hurts us. It really just, what it does is reinforces this belief that we are weak and frail in the ego.
Yeah, and I really love how in this, so in What is Forgiveness, in the second or the third paragraph here, really goes with the last paragraph on What is the Ego. Remember we had just the other day. Yet, I'm reading the last paragraph of What is the Ego. Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. So that's the last paragraph of What is the Ego. Then here, what is a miracle? Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love. So it doesn't take, I mean, really, all it takes to choose a miracle and to let the attack go is to just choose love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have to now go on a pilgrimage and we have to go, or we have to go live in a cave for 15 years and figure out who we are, or we can just choose love right here, right now. And so all that attack that you're talking about, we all know that that feels really bad. You know, all of us, whether we have been victims of attack or we've been the attacker, we all know it just feels yucky.
Well, yeah, and that's where the first sentence of paragraph 2 comes in. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. Both sides of the attack feel, I would use a naughty word right here, mm-hmm. but I try to keep it clean, mm-hmm. but feel terrible.
Yeah.
Worse than terrible, but that's the only word that comes to mind right now.
Yeah. 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 You know, we have both been on the receiving end of attack, and not that often, luckily, right? But when you are
enough to know what it feels like.
Enough to know what it feels like. And when you're on the receiving end and you know who's attacking you, you know so much of how that person or those people are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not happy either, you know? So like we're doing this to one another, which is why A Course in Miracles says you're doing this to yourself because you're all the one son. So when you attack someone else, you're really attacking yourself, and it feels like it.
Yeah. Even if, yeah. All around, you know, that saying miracles love company too, but
misery loves company.
Yeah. Yeah. And miracles on the mind. And so I just said miracles actually love company too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they do.
But misery also loves company.
Yeah.
I think that's the amazing thing about what we can learn throughout A Course in Miracles is that however we see ourselves, whether it's in fear or love, we do want to either project that or extend it. We don't want to be in that state by ourselves. So either if we're miserable, we're filled with hate and we are angry, well, we're going to want to make sure other people know it. Mm-hmm. The counter to that is true as well. If we see the love of God, I see the love of God in me right now, I want to extend that too. Mm-hmm. Like we always want to share what we think we are.
Yeah. And if you are someone who has really felt attacked or really, really been attacked, one thing that I've noticed, like we've mentioned, I've been on the receiving end, and I just think of one person in particular that has attacked me. He also has had restraining orders put on him from other people. So like, it's nothing personal.
Right.
Right. We have to say, you know, well, because they can make you feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know, bullies can make you feel bad. Attackers can make you feel bad. And so we really have to look at this and say, you know, when we are being attacked, that person is not seen as God sees, not seen with the eyes of love. Because I wanted to really mention that, because if you've been the victim of attack, you can just start thinking something's wrong with me. What's wrong with me? And then it's hard to get to the love, and it's hard to see yourself as who you truly are, because you can get beaten down, whether that is, you know, figuratively speaking or true, right? You can just get beaten down. And so it's really, really important to recognize, like, the folks that are really into attack, you know, we don't go into hate, but we also have to look at them and say, you know, it's not personal. This is just how they are. But I can choose the miracle here. I can choose love here. I can choose to see myself as who I truly am, which is takes a miracle, actually. And so when we receive a miracle in A Course in Miracles, it's an expression of love that leads from error to truth, meaning we used to see ourselves from the ego thought system. And we used to see ourselves as bad, or something was wrong with us, or, you know, why can't people just be nice, or all of those, you know, thoughts that can go through. But then we go from error to truth is, no, it doesn't matter what someone else thinks about us. It doesn't matter if somebody else is, you know, trying to suck us down to their level of hate. We can see ourselves as who we truly are. And that is the miracle. We are the love. And it's really important. I just really wanted us to be able to say that sometime in this section, because so a miracle is a correction. I'm at the first paragraph here. It does not create nor really change at all. What that means is it doesn't change who we truly are. It just helps us to recognize who we truly are. But when we've had culturally ideas about who we are, or maybe people in our personal life that has just, you know, told us who they think they are, and then we start believing them, is no. The miracle is to say, no, actually, no, I'm love. I am love. And I'm loved, lovable, and loving. And that really helps us to then start down that journey of trust, like you were talking about yesterday. It's hard to trust when you've been beaten down. It's hard to trust when you think you're unworthy. It's hard to trust when you think you're full of sin. Sin is just missing the mark. Sin is absence of love.
And that's brought up in paragraph 4 of What is a Miracle? The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when we're really needing that miracle, it doesn't mean we've got it all figured out. And in fact, we're not in charge of miracles.
No, no. We can, but what's so important though in that is, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Our only position is we can ask for the miracle. We can ask to see the truth. We can ask to let go of the error. We can ask for help in changing our perception. You know, we can. And we're asked to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, even more than that, though, we are asked to ask. But more than that, the miracle doesn't happen unless we ask. Not as a threat, not like you're going to be punished if you don't ask for the miracle. But if we're in that space where we have been coming from the ego thought system over and over and over just throughout our lives, just because we're here on earth, that's what we do. We really don't know what love is. And so we have to ask to be guided in the miracle to bring the Holy Spirit thought system in, to bring the love in, because we really just don't know.
I will say, though, it's like your heart is asking. You don't have to have certain words.
Correct.
It can just be like, I can't take this anymore.
Right.
That would qualify as asking.
Yeah.
Or
what? Oh, gosh, you use a phrase. Heartfelt prayer.
Yeah, it's a heartfelt prayer. It's not, we don't, so he's saying ask, but he's not saying make sure you use this formula when you ask.
Absolutely, yes.
It's the heartfelt prayer that just says, please help me. I want to do things differently. I want to think differently. I need peace. I'm I'm struggling so much now. You know, all of our, anything that's a heartfelt prayer is an ask. And and that also is important to know, because I know when I have received the miracles, it's always after a very, very heartfelt prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that's why I really, really just have just been so helped by A Course in Miracles, because the miracles are true, you know, and it's not some fantastical thing that's a show. It's the miracles in your mind. The miracle is in your mind. And this is, see, a miracle is a correction. It does not change, nor really does not create, nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees it is false. So it's a change in perception. It's not something where, you know, you're going to be walking down the aisle when you get out of your wheelchair. It's a change in perception. It's the miracle occurs in your mind, and it's a very, very personal thing.
It's not a spectacle.
Not a spectacle.
And that's where—
And no one would know unless you told them.
No one would know. And so when you're saying it's a change of perception, what it is if I'm coming from my ego thought system, or just the ego thought system, more accurately, I am the extension of God. I am love, but I think I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle is I am the extension of God. I am love, and I see that's what I am. That's all the miracle does. It doesn't, that's why it doesn't create, it doesn't really change at all, because you're already love. The miracle just lets you see that. That's all it, that's the only thing a miracle does.
Yeah, it's like there's this covering of self-hatred and unworthiness and all of that stuff. And then the miracle will, and it's like when you receive a miracle, you know you receive a miracle. It isn't just some little thing. Mm-mm. It is an aha moment where you think, oh my gosh. Like I've had miracles where, you know, one in particular where I thought I was just like, God loved everyone but me. He loved everyone but me. And that was kind of like the way I had run my life for, it was like 56 years or 57 years. And then I received a miracle, and it was just like a boing. It just goes like boing in your mind.
And you can't go back.
And I have never, ever gone back. You don't go back after Mm-mm. a miracle. It's a change in perception that leads from error to truth. And once you receive that truth, you can't go back. And so, you know, we haven't really talked about this much, that much in the podcast or maybe at all. But this is a course in miracles. It's a course in removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. Those blocks to the awareness of love's presence are all those icky things. Being attacked, attacking, thinking that if you are attacked, there's something wrong with you, and we take it personally and we feel badly about ourselves. Or when we're attacking someone else, we just feel crappy, and so we're taking our crappy feelings and putting them on somebody else. And it's all of that. And then the Course says, those are all blocks to the awareness of love's presence. When you don't feel worthy, when you think that you're all alone.
When you think you have to do anything to earn the love of God.
Yes. And so that's really what A Course in Miracles is about. And the miracle is a change in perception, and the miracles are true. I mean, I have received miracles that really were directly related to my A Course in Miracles study, you know, because I wouldn't have known, you know, to even ask or open myself to it, because I always just thought I was kind of crappy. And then the Course just opens you up to receiving the miracles, to know you're not what you've been telling yourself. You've been telling yourself this story that you're not enough, or there's something wrong with you, or some religion or group has said that there's something wrong with you. And no, you're perfect, you're whole, you're complete, you're loved, you're lovable, and you're loving. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And when you receive a miracle, like you say, you never can go back.
Nope.
So here's to wishing all of you a miracle today, really. And just ask, you know, if you're feeling unworthy, just ask, you know, I want to see myself differently. Mm-hmm. I want to see myself as who I truly am. And you will receive the miracle.
But let go after that. Ask and then let go of control.
Yeah, because it just comes like a boing.
Because if we ask and then we want to take back control, control of what that would look like.
Yes. In the text, it says like you let go of fear and then you take it back in the next moment.
Yeah.
It's not exactly those words, but that's what it means.
And that's actually the biggest problem is it's not like we don't let go of fear at some moments. We just always take back control.
Yeah. Yeah. So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 342. I let forgiveness rest upon all things, for thus forgiveness will be given me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.